saving my soul, for allowing me to be here today.
Amen.
For all the blessings that you've given me. I just want to thank you for that.
Amen. God bless you. Appreciate that. And I always appreciate people following the Lord. No matter how simple or small it seems like, the Lord has something for us to do. It'll play its part in our service and in giving glory and honor to Him. Certainly, what can we think that we could exchange for the peace that we have in knowing Jesus? The Bible says that it's worth all the world or more than the world for one soul. And so for every one of us, we have a possession in knowing the Lord that's greater than the wealth of the world. And it's something that we sometimes don't treat as highly as we should in knowing that we're a child of God. But God is always gracious to look upon us and to forgive us when we've erred and give us blessings when we've done according to His will. Though we're undeserving, the Bible says we're His unprofitable servants even when we've done the best we can do. Because all of the benefits really come from God. When we fulfill what He expects of us, then there's no real reason to be given extra credit, but He does that. You know, when we are hired to do a job, we have specifications for that job, and when we meet those specifications, it's what we're getting paid for. But if it is looked upon and said, well, you've been diligent about doing your job and doing it correctly, maybe when others weren't, and they might give you a bonus or they might give you some kind of recognition for doing that, and that's just an added benefit. And we are saved by God's grace, and He has a reasonable expectation for service from us. And when we perform that, then He acknowledges it and blesses us, but He gives us more than what we could even expect. And so we should have the sentiment of that song in our heart. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this old world affords today. It's good to have some things of the world as far as our comfort and our enjoyment, but Jesus is more precious than it all. So good to be here with you this morning, to have this opportunity to serve the Lord. Good to see this number out, and we appreciate your making the effort to be here in the house of the Lord. We want to approach the Lord in prayer in a few moments and ask for those things that we have need of and give thanks to those things that He's blessed us with. And if we did all of that every day, then we wouldn't have time to do anything else, just thanking Him. But we're privileged to be able to assemble ourselves together and unite our prayers and our efforts in lifting up the name of Jesus, and to be a witness to others that may just pass by this house. They may not see us in here, but still our meeting here is a witness to this community. And it's our job to reasonably serve the Lord and to praise Him for His goodness and His mercy toward us. There's several requests were made in Sunday school this morning, and I probably won't be able to remember all of them off the top of my head. If you want to make them again, that will be well and good. But let us remember those that have special needs in this hour. Sister Clemens made a comment and request about those that she was with this week. Certainly there are circumstances that are sad around us and ways that we can help people. Brother Jimmy made mention of a one-year-old, I believe it was, that is in Vanderbilt in serious condition. Let's be prayerful for him. It was mentioned that Brother Langford's brother, I believe it is, and having some heart problems that correct him. But let's remember him in prayer. Linda made mention a friend of ours passed away very suddenly yesterday, and I was in Alabama at the time, got word about it, and happened to be with her sister and some other people when her sister actually got the call that she had passed away. But Sister Connie Gregory, she was saved. She was a member of Brattontown Missionary Baptist Church. Her son is our youngest son's best friend, and he was there on the scene very shortly after they found her. She was just working in the yard and fell dead of a massive heart attack. We'd appreciate your prayers for that family. As I don't know for sure about her husband, if he's saved or not. Their son just got saved a couple of years ago, and we're thankful for that. He just got married a couple of months ago, anyway, we'd appreciate your prayers for that family. And I may have missed someone, but you can make requests again if need be. Let's remember those that are unable to be out and about, whether it's because of age or physical conditions, whatever it might be. Remember our church members that are not here, that don't have a good reason for not being here. They have to deal with the Lord on that, but it's still our responsibility to pray for them. And let's remember the lost in our communities and in our families, and that's associated with the church especially. I pray for the missionaries that are doing their work and laboring in various places, and wherever God's people are meeting, we need to pray for each other. Does anyone have anything you'd like to say or ask about for prayer before we approach the Lord?
Brother Mayor, I'm glad to be back today, and I thank the Lord that things turned out as well as it did. Thank everybody for their prayer, for all of their cards and everything. Just still remember me in your prayers, because I need the Lord's help in my life.
Amen. Bless you, Sister Clemens. Good to have you back. I talked with a man in Lafette this week that Sister Kemp asked me to speak with, and from all evidence, he's not saved. He was raised in a different faith than ourselves, and he seemed to think that he'd been a pretty good person most of his life, and he thought that would count for something. I'm hoping to have continued conversations with him, but let's pray for him that he might find the Lord. Anyone else?
Brother Maggard, I have a request I'd like to make. As most of you know, Bert and me, my brother, Bert's sister, and Joyce too, we're all dealing with mothers that are suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia. It's one of the hardest things to have to go through. I know there's other things that can happen to you that's worse, but right now this is hard for all of us. I talked with my sister-in-law, Bert's sister, yesterday, and we talked for a while. She's constantly praying for God to give her patience to deal with it all the time. I'd like the church to remember her. She's a member here. And they moved away, so she's not able to come back much. But she needs patience to deal with her mother. So pray that the Lord will give her that. I pray for strength to deal with this. Because when you go visit them, you never know what's going to be in their mind. Sometimes no one knows who I am. One day she thought it was Tracy. One day she thought it was her sister. My brother went to see her, and she said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm your son, Wayne." She says, "I have a son named Wayne, but it's not you." So he knew that to keep from agitating her and making her feel worse, that it was best for him to leave. The sermons that I've heard since our fall revival have really helped me lean on God and ask him for the strength. And I want to thank you for helping me and giving me more strength than I've had in a long time. I also, my brother, he seems to think he's got it all going on. Well, he don't, because I know him real well, and he's about as stressed as the rest of us. So I'd like for you to remember him, that the Lord will strengthen him, and that he'll get back in church. Right now, I don't even know if he's able to lean on the Lord. He's been out of church for so long. Bart's gone through it. Bart's been a rock for me. He's been a rock for his sister, but I know he's pretty stressed out. And he don't let anybody know. So remember him, too. we deal with our mothers. And I know Joyce, I don't know what she needs, but she does, and the Lord knows. And pray for her, because I know she's going through a hard time with her mother. Pray for our mothers, pray for Jean's mothers at her age. Sometimes I don't know why the Lord's keeping her here, because sometimes she's just a shell. But he's got a reason, and it's not for me to question.
Amen.
But I pray for the strength to deal. I'm learning how to deal when she's talking nonsense. I just got to talk with it, too. When she's in her head, we talk. So just pray for all of us.
Amen. I can sympathize with that because I went through that with my father. And having the background that I do, though, I understand a little bit about the processes. And so, you know, when he wasn't in reality, I just went out of reality with him and lived in his world for a while. And we think that, well, we can get some sense into their thinking, but that's not going to usually happen. And like I said, it causes agitation more than anything because they are frustrated that they can't remember. And what they do have in their mind, they think is the reality of the world, and it's not. So it's difficult from the personal standpoint because we know that they're not the way that they used to be. And we have to accept that to a great degree and try to live within it. My dad, I'm not going to give a bunch of stories, but I said he'd never be in a nursing home as long as his mind was well, but his mind got to where he thought he was in a hotel and tried to pay him every night for another night's stay. He met a lady in the nursing home that he thought was my mother, and she thought he was her husband. They would just sit around and talk just like, you know, they were man and wife. And when I'd go, you know, I'd just treat her just like she was my mother. But I'd take Dad out and take him for rides sometimes. And he'd say, well, Beulah come. And say, I don't think she's going to stay home today. You know, just, you know, let it go. And try not to, because I had at least the understanding that, you know, he wasn't living in the world that we know and the world that he knew. And so it is a stressful situation, but I have to realize that that's just where they are in life, and try to make do as well as we can, and trying not to agitate them. I appreciate your concern and all of you that are dealing with that. Certainly, it's a difficult situation. Anyone else have? Let's heed her request. I could say a lot about that because as a preacher, that happens quite often. So let's be prayerful. And all you ladies that can, please attend the ladies group Tuesday night.
It may be best if you don't. I'm just saying. Might be a good time to miss.
Thanks. think about a preacher that said, well, Lord, I just keep everybody home today. So
I don't need to laugh or make light of this.
I understand. Back a few months ago, Linda was down in Alabama with her sister-in-law, and I went to preach somewhere, and I said, Lord, why do you want me to preach this to this church? And I just didn't understand it. And, of course, that's the thing about it, we don't see the big picture. And got there, and in the Sunday school, they didn't have a disagreeable disagreement, but they had disagreement because they didn't understand something. And one of the ladies after Sunday school said, you was mighty quiet in Sunday school, so why didn't you offer some help? And I said, I'll do my talking during preaching. And as it turned out, the sermon that I had solved their problem. They was rejoicing over it afterwards. So me not knowing didn't mean that the Lord didn't know what he was doing by saying, this is what you need to preach. So if we follow the Lord, we'll not go wrong in his plan. It may not suit what we want, but it's just like when people told the Apostle Paul, said, you know, you better not go back to Jerusalem, they're out to get you. And he said, I go bound in the Spirit. You know, and of course he was arrested and ended up going to Rome, which was part of something he wanted to do. The Lord just did it in a different way than he had thought that it would happen. And so let us just be willing to follow the Lord, whatever it might be, and let the Lord take care of the results of it. Anything else?
But my 45-year-old nephew that lives in Alabama is having an aortic aneurysm, an aortic valve replacement this week.
All righty. Let's remember. And what's his relation?
He's my nephew.
Nephew, okay. Let's remember Sister Coon's request. Anyone else? Any other requests? We've got plenty to pray for. I'm going to invite you to come in the altar to pray, if you would. Thank you.
Baptist of Cleveland. We pray hard for the Baptists that they might have the patience that they need to deal with the circumstances, to be able to have the possible understanding that that these that have been so much difficult years are going through a different phase of life that we don't like to see anyone have to deal with. But Lord, may they have the grace toward their own family members to have understanding hearts, and Lord, even though that they question sometimes why, that they might not be in the condition that they're in, that there's in the big picture of your sight a reason for all things. We pray, Lord, that you might give them the grace that they need. Lord, as we bow here, we pray for Brother Langford's brother that's suffering. We pray, Lord, that things might go well with him. We pray for Sister Cindy, the request that she's made. Lord, may the burden on their heart be something that's not just relieved, but that you give her the help that she needs to deal with the things that she should say. That it might be helpful for the ladies that were gathered together, that they might have a stronger bond with each other, and thereby have a stronger bond with you in heaven. We pray, God, that you might give her the words to say that would be beneficial to Tuesday. Now we pray, Lord, that you would be with Bonnie, our sister-in-law, and that you'd allow her continued life to be your will for a portion of time, that she could be a help yet to her son in preparing him for life once that she's gone. Now we pray, Lord, that you might give her comfort and ease for her condition. We ask, Lord, that you'd be with her companion, that he might be strong in dealing with the circumstances and what he faces in the future. We pray, Lord, that you would be with the Gregory family. Lord, we're thankful to know Connie and to know her testimony. And Lord, we just pray for her husband. He's not prepared for eternity good and make peace with you. That this might be a wake-up call for him, or if he has been saved, he'll get into the church and get to serve you. We pray for Cody, Lord, that you give him grace not to deal with this and being a young Christian. Lord, we pray for our son that comes into church as a second mother. Lord, that he might be able to deal with circumstances also. Hey, they'll finish with him. For instance, in a difficult situation, and even so here too, we pray, Lord, that you might bless others that you have to pray for. These that requests have been made of that we might not be able to recall, but you know every circumstance. We ask, Lord, that you can deal with it. We ask, Lord, as we bow here, that you might look upon this membership, bless those that are making their efforts to serve you, bless those that are unable to be out and about as they once were, and Lord, for those that are neglecting the church and neglecting you, we pray, Lord, that their hearts might become
page 176.
Anyone else? give me another opportunity to be here today.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Hardy, we're glad to have you with us.
Amen.
Anyone else?
The Lord also says that he draws now and does draw near to him, and I think we will draw close to the Lord, and we just have a closer feeling of him being present with us. He just blesses us more when we try to draw close and be closer.
Amen.
So I had a preacher one time tell me, he said, the Lord will help you, but sometimes you're going to make that first start. You're going to take that step of faith that he's going to help. And that's hard to do something. It's hard for us to do it. Take that first step, and he'll meet you more than that for you.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Lord, that's what you're doing.
Amen. Someone else?
Bert. You're in my life then. I've tried to lean on the Lord. I was going through a rough time years ago before my husband passed away. And the Lord told me in that sweet voice, says, don't worry, I will take care of you. Every time that I get down and out, I feel sorry for myself when I shouldn't, because he's too good to me. This voice still rings in my ears, and I'm going to take care of you. Thank you for that. This morning I could lean on that. He's seen me through rough times, good times, bad times, any time. He's always been there. God preserve him. You'll pray for me that I will hold on steadfast in my time is up.
Just couldn't do it.
I'm already his cane, and my son took me to the doctor. They told me that it was probably arthritis and told me what I ought to do with the ibuprofen and the acid on the knee and the brace that they had to get. I prayed all day Tuesday. I said, Lord, somebody needs to walk in this family. Somebody has to be up and mobile. And I prayed all day long. Please, God, help me. I went to bed Tuesday night. Got up on Wednesday morning, and I didn't have pain one in my knee. It has not hurt since then, except maybe a twinge every once in a while. He told me last Sunday to stand up and tell you this, and I didn't do it. And I've been whipped all week. So I wanted to be sure to tell you today what the Lord did for me.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Let's don't let the Lord slip away from us.
That's
He's
right.
here.
Thank you.
Brother Bird, I want to thank the Lord for the love we have in this church for each other.
Amen.
Everybody sing.
57, please.
57.
57.
57.
Thank you.
You don't know what a blessing you've been to me. I was standing on the banks of a river, looking out over life's troubled sea, when I saw an old ship come sailing. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? Its hull was bent and battered from the storms of life I could see. Waves were rough, but that old ship was steady. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? At the stern of the ship was the captain. I could hear as he called out my name. Get on board, it's the old ship of Zion, and it will never pass this way again. As I step on board, I'll be leaving all my trials and heartaches behind. Jesus the captain, sailing out on the old ship of Zion. Yes, sailing out on the old ship of Zion. Early this week, I had a thought for a sermon, and I studied on it, and I looked up scriptures, and I had all kinds of supporting scriptures, and there was one scripture that kept running through my mind, and I couldn't find it. And I kept looking, and I kept praying about it. Yesterday, I was in Huntsville, Alabama for most of the day, and not going to go into why I was down there, but with a bunch of people and for some training, actually, and in an area that I get into. But a bunch of officers, I guess about 20 or so of us, was eating supper last night, going to a barbecue place. And I was sitting at a table with several of our people, and I was sitting there, and burden just was on my heart about this message, because I hadn't been able to find that scripture that I was looking for. And I was trying to pray about it. One of the ladies across the table from me said, "You about to go to sleep, Brother Maggard?" And I just kind of looked at her. She's a missionary Baptist. And when I looked at her just the way I did, she said, "No, I know what you're doing." And I just sat there trying to think, trying to pray about that message, and got home last night, and about 1:30 I finally went to bed because I couldn't find that scripture. Got up this morning, thought I'd have some time to study on it, and I just didn't. I thought, well, I need to ask Linda to drive today so I can thumb through my Bible and try to find that scripture. And we got out to the car, and she was already, now she went out just ahead of me, and I said, no, I'm not going to ask her to drive. And I got in, we was listening to music and talking, and coming down, I was trying to pray too, and got here, and I still didn't have it. And during Sunday school, I went back out and went to the car, sat out there and prayed, and tried to find that scripture, and I couldn't find it. And I said, Lord, if you want me to preach this sermon, you're just going to have to give me the scripture. And then just a peace came over me. And I've been fortunate to have those kinds of situations numbers of times. And he said, you know, if you're going to preach, I'll give you what you need to preach. And so I just came back in as at ease as I could be about preaching. I still don't have the scripture, but I don't have to preach. Y'all have done the preaching today. There were some scriptures that I had thought of that I might read, that I might use. And you fulfilled pretty much even those thoughts that I had. So you're not going to get a message from me today. But I think the Lord is well pleased. I hope that no one has left anything undone. Or the Lord might just come by and give you something else to do. And we're singing Precious Memories. I couldn't sing most of the song. I kept trying, but it, because my mind was flooded with memories. And just very fleeting, but it touched all things I remembered as a child. I remembered as I got saved, and as the Lord has blessed my life in many ways. Just right on the verge of doing a little shouting. And I'm not adverse to that. The Lord gives me that kind of a blessing. But I can stand here today and say that I'm thankful to be in this service and to be with this group of people. But I have a desire to see more people here. Brother Dylan, I want to get a whole bunch of them your age in here, younger and older too. Let us work toward that end, inviting people, encouraging people, looking for people to bring with us, invite to come. There's people out here that's looking in this community. They're looking for something that we've got. It's our job to go out and find them. Jesus said, go out and compel them to come in. My house might be full. Go into the highways and the byways. We can't make them, and that's not what he meant us to do. But to compel them is to encourage them, to let them know they're welcome, and say, we've got a place for you. Because, see, God has a place for them that are looking. And if they're looking, I believe God will send somebody to them. Let us just do our job, whatever it might be, to invite them to come in. Like Brother Bird said, how many churches in Nashville have been blessed by, or at least so-called churches anyway. I hope that all of our old-time churches have been blessed by the presence of the Lord, but there's so many that meet, that have services that use the name of Jesus, that don't have this kind of feeling because they don't know Jesus like we know him. And I'm not trying to point fingers at anybody out there. I'm not trying to be judgmental on their heart. But the reality is there, that there's just a lot of people that are going through the motions and don't know the Lord. We need to be sharing what we know with them. May God bless you. Does anyone have anything on your heart that you feel?
I've got something else to say.
Go right ahead.
Cindy's right. I've talked more since Mom's been in the nursing home than I have in the last few years, and maybe that's why all this has happened, to bring me closer to the Lord. But for a long time, I've had a burden for the church about the young people, you know, before Bill had said. It seems like everybody here has somebody in their family that's not going to church. Now, I'm blessed that both my daughters in church. Now, Jennifer's sick this morning or she would have been here. But I got a 22-year-old grandson who thinks he don't need the church anymore. But he does. He's out there in the world. He needs the church. And I know a lot of you have grandchildren and children are not coming at the church. It burdens me. I keep asking God, what can we do? Because I remember when I was a kid growing up in church, the church was full. And when we had a revival, the A women corner was full, the A men corner was full, from the front seat all the way to the back where the teenagers sit was full. Because we had visitors from all churches and members too. When we had homecomings and singings in the afternoon, the church house would be full. And people would get happy in the scenes. People enjoyed it. We were all together. It seems like we loved one another. We've got away from that. I know I have. Now, Bart and I used to visit when we were younger. We'd go visit other revivals. Then one day the devil got a hold to me and told me what a good time I'd have if I just sat at home, let him go on off by himself, and I wouldn't have to watch the History Channel. So I would lay on the couch and watch what I wanted to watch on television and let him go to a revival somewhere. And I'd go to bed when I wanted to, just have the house to myself. Well, I thought I was having a good time, but I'm thinking now there may be a lot of blessings I missed by laying there watching some silly sitcom. And I know we're all beginning to visit more because I am and I see other people there. And I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that again.
Amen.
I'd like to see our church do something to bring Brett and Katie and Christy and Dodger and Shannon and all these young people back to church. We need them. Just I've talked about piano players. I'm getting old. Janet's young. She can take over for me if I get too old, but I want her to help me. I want her to be here to help play for it. I don't know of anybody that's taking piano lessons except that one little girl at Harvest. And she's just now learning to play in church. And I want to see all these young people back. Mine, yours, everybody. And I just pray and I ask God, what can I do? What can I, as one person, do? Well, I want to tell y'all where the Lord is. He's in my bathroom. It seems like every time I go to the bathroom to take a shower and do my makeup and hair, he puts up on me. So this week he said, I think you need to start having those Fifth Sunday singings again. We did that and we enjoyed it. Then we got lazy. Then we didn't want to do it. And we quit. But I told Bert about it and he says, well, I'll bring it up. I said, well, the Lord may want me to. So this morning I told him, I said, well, I don't think the Lord wants me to, so you talk to people about it. But you know, I guess the Lord wants me to. I'd like to see us, when we have a Fifth Sunday dinner, to send out pamphlets to invite other churches to come and join us at lunch. Join us in the singing in the afternoon. We could get a quartet every now and then. We could invite any special singers that are at that church. Like that little girl at Harvest and her daddy. I would love to see her and her daddy come and her play the piano while he led her song. I'd like to see, like, our quartet. Anybody in the churches.
any song leaders that are here from other churches, invite them up. Let them lead as many as the Lord wants them to lead them. If we got pianists from the other church, piano players, have them come up and play. I love to hear other ones. I learn from them. I'm not real good with music, so I get to learn by listening to them. That's what I want to see this church do. Barbara's going to wait till tonight and bring it up. I guess the Lord didn't want it to. I'd like everybody to think about it. Pray over it. And if you feel it in your heart that we need to do that, then let's do it. Let's visit the others. Let's have them visit us. Let's all be one big happy church.
Amen. God bless you. Certainly something to be thinking about. It seems like that there's been times when it kind of ebbs and flows about singings among our people, because I remember times when a lot of churches had singings and we'd rotate around, go different places or whatever. And that's how I really got involved with singing. A lot of the groups that are singing, both local groups and professional groups and all, and I ended up emceeing a lot of singings in different places and having interaction with some of these people. And there's some wonderful people out there that's willing to come and share their talent. And that's something for the church to consider and be thinking about.
and knowing he would want us to pray for his sisters, they would also come back. And I know his mom and dad would be very proud of him that he continues to come.
Amen.
And he has a sister that he lives with, and she knows he comes. I know she does. I know she watches him get up and come. And I would like to ask y'all to pray for his sisters and to pray for James.
Bless. Man. Anyone else? Appreciate all these talks.
Somebody touch me. they were praying, somebody touched me. While they were praying, somebody touched me. I know it was the hand of the Lord.
Amen. Actually, there's a lot more verses that go with that. You need to keep on and keep on and keep on. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Most precious you can have. It, I was thinking while we were singing that, when Sister Mary stopped and told her, that'd be a good way to do it. Just sing a song there, and when everybody gets up, just have them tell about when they got saved. And then go the next day and get all of them. Sister Barbara and I was only one on Monday, and one day several years ago, I was talking to Sister Lane Wilburn, and she got saved on a Monday, and she said, you know, I just don't have those blue Mondays like a lot of people have. It might be because I got saved on Monday, and I think about that starting my week out. And I said, that might be a pretty good thing, because I never have had a whole lot of those blue Mondays either in my life. But whatever day you got saved on is a great, great day. And I'm thankful to see all those that could stand up on a day with a testimony of grace having been applied to your heart. If you don't have that, then you need it. You're the sickest of all. A lot of people talking about being sick and Lord helping and bringing them back and having all kinds of troubles, but sin sickness is the worst of all kinds. And there's only one doctor that can cure that. That's Dr. Jesus. And he's got the supply of medicine that it takes for you to seek the Lord and find that sweet peace and no soul in your heart. Anybody else have anything you want to say?
It's been good to be here today.
Amen. Amen.
Now let's don't stop praying till we see Skylar stand up on his day.
Amen. 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 Anything else?
It's been... Do you feel like singing Bill O'Lan Parks?
Yeah.
Well,
on that. Anything else on your heart? Yeah, we got a good start to having singing. If all hearts and minds clear, I remind you of business meeting tonight, 6 o'clock. Come back.
Ladies Fellowship on Tuesday at 6:30, and if you're able to come, bring a sack of some sort and give prayer for me.
Okay. Remember Tuesday night for you ladies. Anything else? Bless you.
Not to take anything away from Sister Cindy, I want to tell Brother James, I do appreciate his love that he shows for this church.
Amen.
He's a blessing.
Amen. Amen.
I'd like to say about James' parents, I knew them. I went to church with them. I didn't know them real well. We started here about 1970, and going to church for 7 years. I thought the world of him, his brother and his dad. Of course, the older members that was here before me, they knew him very well. They were great people. They sure we all love. Amen.
I've not got to know Brother James real well yet, but I have admired seeing him be here. And you know, that's some of the precious memories I have of seeing people in church. It might not have been the outgoing people. It might not have been the ones that got up and talked. But they're there. And that was a witness. And I mention every once in a while, some of you may have known him, Brother Charlie Oldham. Everybody called him Uncle Charlie. And he sat on the front seat, the Amen corner. All I can remember growing up, I always saw him sitting there up until he died. Many times we went past his house. He lived in a little house. His wife had died long before, and he'd be sitting on his front porch, sitting in a rocking chair, even in the wintertime, waiting for people that would pick him up, bring him to church. Now, I don't know that I ever heard him make a talk, but he was there. And that was an impression on me as a young boy and a man. He was there. And I appreciate people being there. Anything else? Oh, it's been good. Come back tonight and let's have a good time in business meeting. Now, sometimes you don't think, oh, business meeting, you know, kind of boring. You have to go through all that stuff. And I've been in business meetings when people got saved. And you know, if the Spirit's there, and we have business to take care of, and that's part of our responsibility, but it's still a service for the Lord. All hearts and minds are clear. If you'll stand, we'll be dismissed, and you appreciate so much everyone being here this morning and doing what the Lord gave you to do. With the building of your presence,
the most kind. Salvation to God.